I am the architect of my life. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. I am the architect of my life. I have the opportunity to determine what my life is going to be all about and how I'm going to live my life. I have the opportunity of knowing who and what I am. I have the opportunity of knowing where I'm going. I have the opportunity of being who I am in every wonderful, fabulous, fantastic way. Now, do I take the privilege of following through with that information? Do I take the gift of knowing who I am and applying it to myself? Or do I just listen to the world about me and say, that's what the world wants to hear. That's what the world wants to be. The world wants taller buildings. It wants taller skyscrapers. It wants more exciting activities. The world wants everything to be in some particular fantastic way, and that's what I must cooperate with. The world wants to have a lot of negativism. The world wants to have radio and television and the movies filled with things that are oftentimes very negative and very downcast. The news certainly is that way. Now, why is this, and what is this all about? Do I have to cooperate with such an activity? Do I have to be part of such an activity? Do I have to live in a world that is active in such a way? It's a good thought, isn't it? Where am I, and what is it that it's all about? You have to have breakthrough people, breakthrough architects in the world to bring about unusual things. The person who first thought up the pyramids, what an unusual person that was, and how remarkably different he made an impact upon the world. Yes, he made an impact upon the world that from the time that he made it to the present day has left many unsolved riddles about its magnificence and its purpose and its direction. And maybe he designed it just to be, just to express an idea that he had in his consciousness. Now, we know many famous architects, one being Frank Lloyd Wright. Frank Lloyd Wright was a normal type architect. He did normal type things, but he always had a flair for trying to be just a little bit different, a little bit more imaginative. And in his being imaginative, he sought to blend the architecture of his homes into the landscape so that they sort of fit and belonged, so that they weren't some sort of a garish thing standing out and saying, yeah, I am individual, I am unique, I am a great big Cadillac sitting in the middle of the desert. What would a Cadillac be doing in the middle of the desert? A brand new, beautiful, fantastic Cadillac in A1 condition, just manufactured moments before. What would it be doing sitting in the middle of the desert? That would be something to think about, wouldn't it? Why is it there? What is its purpose there? What is it going to accomplish there? Well, who knows? Who knows? It's the architect's purpose in putting it there to express himself, to express why he wanted it to be there. We have many buildings today in our large cities that have unique designs about them. Structurally, they're very sound, but architecturally, they are not, oh, let's say functionally, utilizing every square foot to its highest advantage. Instead of having it be a very square block thing that utilizes every inch to the max, it has slanted lines going up where it changes the interior of each of the rooms as it goes up, and they have a slanting roof going right into the middle of the room. And what a waste of space, you might say. Well, the designer had something in mind. Now, what he had in mind was to express himself, to be dramatic, to be sort of artistic in his own way of thinking. Now, we look at many artists, too, and we see some that are very practical and very fundamental, and we can readily understand them. And others we look at, we have the faintest idea what they were trying to say, but we know that they were expressing themselves in some way, and somehow they got to be famous, and their paintings are very expensive. Now, you and I are the architects of our life. We are the architects of our experience and of our activities. No matter what the world is about us, we stand like a beautiful structure. Amid whatever may be around us, we are pure and beautiful to our own purpose and our own direction. If there are any around us who would expect us to be like they are, and they are something that is not what we would like to be, and we stand forth able not to be touched by that expectation, we call ourselves kind of special. We call ourselves kind of unusual. Now, if we are going against the tide, architecturally speaking, or intellectually speaking, socially, mentally, spiritually speaking, if we are going against the flow, going against the tide, just to go against the tide, then we will never feel satisfied. We will never feel fulfilled in any way whatsoever. But if we are fulfilling our dream that is within us, if we have some sort of imaginative concept within us that is so wonderful and waiting to be brought forth, and we are bringing it forth in our best and our highest way, how wonderful that is. How great that is. How exciting that is. Think about how much fun it would be to sing your own song and listen to your own song and be delight in your words and your music that you have created. Now, truly, many another might say it is not tonally correct. It is not harmonically correct. It's not rhyming correct. It has incorrect flow of words, incorrect of this and that. And who cares? Does it make you happy? Is it something that you have created for your own enjoyment? Who understands what the pyramid is all about? Many people try. Many people have made a science of it. In fact, there are schools who study just the pyramid because they find it so charming and so unique. Well, one day, someone may study our attitudes, the things that we stand for, the things that we believe in, and they'll read about it and study it, and they'll say, "Now, that was an interesting approach that that person had. That was an interesting approach that they said, I am God and everyone is God because God is all that there is." Now, it's kind of different. It's not what the standard churches are teaching. It's not what the standard philosophical thought might bring about, because that means then that you're totally responsible for everything you do. Well, as the architect of our being and ourself, we aren't totally responsible for whatever we're doing. We are number one. And the sooner we recognize that, the better. The sooner we recognize that we are in charge of our world, we are in charge of everything that we do, the better. Now, the day will come that they will read our works and they will contest us. Just like Emerson. Many people at the time of Emerson were not harmonious with him. In fact, many people today are not harmonious with his transcendentalism. But many people are. And there will never be a fight about it, but there will be a school of followers who follow that particular person. Why is it that everyone on earth doesn't follow that particular person? Because many people have different attitudes toward life, toward their architectural thought about what it is that turns them on, and you are the same way. I think if each of us were able to spend time in introspection, meditation, and listen to the divine within, we would have revealed to us what our architectural course is, what our beautiful design is going to be for our life and our world and our experience. And as we listen, we may find that we are traditional, and that's just fine. Or we may find that we are non-traditional, that we are way out by the standards of many in the world. And then we may find as we stand up for principle and as we stand on our belief entirely, we may find that the world's not ready for someone to state principle totally and live principle. Because if that is done, then that means all the things that they are doing is incorrect. All the things they are doing are incorrect, and because all those things they are doing are incorrect, they do not want to lose face. They do not want to lose their position. And so what they do is they get all the information they can to prove that you're wrong. However, if you have a belief, if you have a conviction, if you have principles by which you live your life, architect, be the drawer, be the one who creates the manner in which your life principles are upheld in every positive, beautiful way, and share them gently, and share them strongly, and share them however you're guided to share them, but live your belief of who you are. As the architect of your outer experience, the inner you shines forth through the ideas that you bring forth in your outer architectural thought about yourself. Always stand up for truth, and you'll always be a very happy person. You want to be a happy architect? Well, believe in yourself. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you, Mr. Wonderful Architect.